This is the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, and today and this week, I've been teaching on the characteristics of a champion and what more can champions do. We've been talking about defining moments and how every champion and every championship team, if you ever talk to one, I've been on several of them, you'll always hear them say, we had some kind of a defining moment that we knew that was the turning point to our championship season. And I believe Christians need more defining moments in their lives. I believe all of us right now can think of defining moments in our lives. But it's time that we have these defining moments that turn us and change us and help us get to a higher level, a level that even the world is not familiar with, all for the glory of God. And so we've been talking about this, and if you have missed the previous broadcast, you can get them free by going online to either billybrim.org, billybrim.org, or my website, champions4christ.org, and you can get them there. Or you can simply just call us, 417-336-4877, 336-4877. Today, we're going to be talking about what more. That's what champions do. I gave an illustration yesterday of a team that I had, and the turning point was I said to my team, what more can we do? It was a baseball team. What more can we do to get to the championship level? I don't want to just have a good season. I want to win it all. And my players started telling me some of the things we can do more. We can practice harder. We can run more. We can do more conditioning. We can be the best conditioned team. We can practice two or three times a day. And I don't know if you've ever talked to a coach, but if they've ever had players telling them to run you harder or work you harder, I've never heard of it. But we had a team that did that. And because of that, we built a dynasty. And that was our defining moment. And so I thought, you know, we as Christians, if we could sit down and get a piece of paper and write down, because a lot of us are going, God, I need more. I want more. And we're hearing messages about if you want more and you need more, well, what more can we do? We need to get our motive right. In all we do in word and deed, do to the glory of God. What more can you do? Tell me, there's got to be something more you can do. You can pray more. You can have faith more. You can give more. You can be more loyal in your church. You can be more loyal in your study. You can be more loyal. Write them down. You know, one time my pastor was Keith Moore, and Pastor Keith told us a story about a situation where the Lord told him to write down. He said, get a piece of paper and write down. And I encourage everybody who's listening to me right now, do this. Write down what more you can do for God. And then in the second list, the Lord told him, he said, write down your wants. And then he said, in the third list, write down your needs. And there's a difference between wants and needs. But he said, don't leave any of them out. Or maybe it was the second column was needs and the third column was wants. Yeah. But he said, don't leave any of them out. I mean, if it's a vacation every year, whatever. But write down your needs, write down your wants. But the first column is what more you can do for God. So he began to do that, and he noticed that he was doing his list, and God said to him, if you concentrate and do your part on this first list, I will take care of the second and third list. And about that time when he was preaching it, he looked at his wife, Phyllis, and he said, Phyllis, every one of these things have been checked off. We've had to add on to this list of wants and needs, needs and wants, because they've been checked off. He's faithful. But see, Pastor Keith Moore was faithful. He was faithful to what more he could do. It wasn't just he was wanting more from God. God wants to give you more. But as we as champions and attribute, you need to get up in your locker room. You need to stand up and say, what more can I do for God? And so that's the defining moment we need to have. I think of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's defining moment. I remember they always tell that story in that little shotgun house and that little one room, one bedroom. And they said, if this Bible is true and we believe it, then that's that. And from that day forward grew this great ministry. Think about all the defining moments in mom's life and all these great men and women of God that we read about in their books and the great things that they've done. They had defining moments where they said, that's it. Oral Roberts, I worked for Oral Roberts. I remember reading his about what he did and all of the defining moments and what he did, what more he could do. Now, I know you and I can do more. We know it, but write it down, make it plain, put it on a piece of paper to where you can see it, put it on your refrigerator, put it on your wall. This is what more I'm going to do this year, and I guarantee you by the end of the year, you're going to see more from God. Glory, hallelujah. Well, I was studying about this more, and more was just in my heart, and all of a sudden, in my study, I saw in 1 Corinthians 15:58, it said, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." And all of a sudden, it was like that always abounding just popped off of the page. So I'll read it to you again. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, be unmovable, but remember this, always abound in the work of the Lord." So I looked up abounding, and it said greatly increasing. The Amplified says it like this, "Always being superior, always excelling, doing more than enough for the Lord." Woo! Glory to God. Doing more than enough for the Lord, because it is never wasted or has no purpose. Isn't that good news? Let me read that again. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, and always being superior, always excelling, doing more than enough for the Lord." That's the champion heart, because it is never wasted or has no purpose. Isn't that great? Isn't God great? God will never let your work go unnoticed or wasted. He will give you more because of the more you're seeking Him. Remember that one scripture? "Seek ye first the kingdom of God," Matthew 6:33. And what's the last part of it? "And all these things shall be added unto you." Why? Because of your seeking, because of your craving, because of what more you're doing, you're going to abound with things. How about Hebrews 11:6? "God is a rewarder of those things," that He's a rewarder of those people who diligently seek Him. He's going to reward you with more. Why? Because you diligently did more. You seeked it. You craved it. Champions crave championship rings. They crave the trophy. They want to be the best. Well, we want to be the best for God. What more can we do? We're going to write them down on a piece of paper. Don't put them out of your sight. Put them in a drawer. Open them back up from time to time, a week, every week, look at them. Because I promise you, that needs list and that wants list, you are going to be checking them off. And God will make sure of that. He will greatly increase. Now see, greatly increasing in the work of the Lord is a faithful man. Proverbs 28:20 says this, "A faithful man shall abound with blessings." Now the word abounding means to greatly increase. I love that, to greatly increase. So a faithful man shall greatly increase with blessings. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7, and this is Paul speaking. He says, "I know how to abound." Well, what does abound mean? Greatly increase. I know how to greatly increase. I know how to be superior. I know how to excel. I know how to do more than enough. I know this. And then this is what he says. "I know how to do all these things. Therefore," now watch this, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." Now, a lot of us quote that scripture. "I can do all things through Christ." Christ means the anointing, the anointed one and his anointing. "I can do all things through the anointing, which strengthens me." Why? Because of what he said right before it. I know how to greatly increase. I know how to excel. I know how to do more than enough for God. Therefore, see, a lot of people are quoting the scripture, "I can do all things through Christ," but you're not seeing, you're not feeling it. But we've got to abound. I'm coaching you right now. Is that all right? It's good to be coached. We're all spiritual athletes, and all athletes need to be coached and trained. But the important part is you've got to have a willing, teachable, coachable spirit to be this way. So, and I believe you do, or you wouldn't have this radio station on. Now, Let's read it again. Paul said, I know how to greatly increase. I know how to do more than enough for the Lord. And I know how to do it in all things. Therefore, I can do all things through Christ and the anointing, which strengthens me. Why? Because I know how to abound. People, this is your year to abound. This is your year to abound for the Lord. And this is your year for the Lord to abound in you. You're going to walk in fullness. You're going to walk on a level that the world is not familiar with, all for the glory of God. That's what you were created to do, great things. You were created to abound. You were created to do great things. But you know what? You're going to have that champion heart. I believe it. And you're going to do whatever it takes to do more for God. So I want you to not settle for last year's results. I want you to be a doer. Have a passion. Be on a mission. Don't let past failures keep you from receiving more. If you're focusing on your memories rather than your dreams, you're not going to receive more. Now think about it. There's all kinds of things we can do. We can give more. So what more can I do to please God? Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. I'm going to read out of the Bible here. It says, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. Notice what he said, please God. You should walk and please God so that, why? That you abound with more and more. Glory to God. Man, I'm telling you, and the Bible talks about, here's one thing we definitely need to abound in is love. Philippians 1:9, and this I pray that your love may abound. What's that mean? More and more. 1 Thessalonians 3:12, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one towards another and toward all men, even as we do towards you. 2 Peter 1:8, for if you do these things and they be in you and you abound, what? Well, it said virtue, knowledge, faith, temperance, patience, godliness, and love. And if you abound in these things, it says, ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if you lacketh these things and you do not abound, you will be as a blind man who cannot see far off. Rather, be diligent, for if you do these things, you shall never fail. You will not fall. So if we're always abounding, man, we need to walk in love. God said, walk in love, abound in love, do whatever it takes. So start your list with love. That should be the number one thing on your list. Abound in love more than ever before. You've been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you'd like more information on these messages, these champion characteristics, please call us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447. Or log on to Mom's website, billybrim.org, or my website, championsforchrist.org. And we are having an awesome youth rally. Mom will be there. I'll be there in Branson, Missouri, July 27th through the 31st. And it is just, we just turn kids into champions, man, champions for Christ. And this is Chip Brim sitting in for Mom Billy Brim, saying shalom, and remember, in all you do, in word or deed, do for His glory.